Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just so broke, you won't believe. Can't get a dollar out of me. And as far as I can see, I'm losing control like a bad disease. No, I just can't get relief. I've been shot down by the life police. Now every day I try to rise, but I can't succeed. Can anybody find a cure for me? You can be bitter, bitter, bitter. Or you can be better, better, better. Great life gives you lemons. Instead of champagne. Don't worry, little children. And don't complain. Whoa. Now every day is like a brand new year. I throw my hands up in the air like I just don't care. I'm on walking down the street feeling like, oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, at the bottom of the gas now, I see clear. So now I laugh just a little more. I'm getting much taller than I did before. I know I'm not where I need to be. But I thank God that I'm not where I used to be. I used to be bitter, bitter, bitter. And now I feel better, better, better. Great life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne. Don't worry, little children. And don't complain. Whoa, remember your folding. Your body don't sugar cane. Great life gives you lemon. Take lemonade.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I would say for a reason that I can't explain. Got something new to believe in. I'm awakened again. How many miracles are happening each day? If I can just get out of my own way. Well, life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne.
I'm a man of many talents. I'm more talented than Alex Boyer. More people ask for my autograph than for him. They're not gonna tell you that. That little like rap part where we're like, no, 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 lemonade. So dumb. It's already been done like a billion times. But luckily I was in the shot because I saved it. Redemption. You're welcome, Alex.
That was Alex Boyer, and this is your host, Gail St. Francis Johnson, formerly known as Miss Delicious, and this is If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Lemon Martini. No, it's not. It's If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini Show. It's a show for the tame and the untamed. It's serious with a dash of humor. Life is what you make it. You may be rich, but unhappy, or broke and happy. You may have had many adversities in your life. How many pity parties did you have? Ever went from being a victim to becoming victorious? Ever been down so low you could swing your legs on a dime? Do you have a sense of humor? Ever laughed at yourself? What is your overall view of life? Want to vent or just have something to get off your chest? If you answer yes to one of these questions, this show is for you. You'll get free exposure if you're a business owner, starting a business, author, expert, or just want to share information of importance. I invite you to come on as a guest and let's chop it up. Sorry, there'll be no discussion of religion or politics. If you're interested in becoming a co-host or guest, inbox me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Again, that email address is gjdelicious37@gmail.com. And this evening, we have an invited back guest, Goddess Jade, who we will be discussing holistic womb healing and anything else she'd like to discuss, because she's a very interesting and very informative guest, so that's why she's back. Jade is out of Baltimore. She's a mother, a grandmother. She has her own business, and a very productive young lady. So without further ado, we're going to bring on Goddess Jade Byron. Good evening, Jade. Are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I am fabulous, girl.
Thank you for that introduction. I love it.
Yes. You know, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. And I like to throw out there that Jade and I, we go a way back, because when I was living in D.C. is how we met. I think it was through LinkedIn, or was it Facebook?
I think it was LinkedIn. It was LinkedIn that we originally met.
We met through Right, we met through LinkedIn, and she became a co-host of my show, and I was a co-host on her show. So we have a bit of history there, and we keep in touch, so this is not a stranger. So,
absolutely,
without,
yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So
we've
enough of all
on
that.
So.
Tell our listening audience a little bit about Jade Byron before she became Goddess Jade Byron.
I'm a wife and a mother, like you said, and I just love family life, and I wanted to do something different, and that's what is Jade Bryan before I became Goddess Jade and everything else that I started doing. Yeah, before that it was a wife and a worker, because I used to work a 9-to-5 job and get up every morning like everyone else. I still do, but yeah.
Also, I forgot to mention that you are a relationship expert as well. So you want to let us know how you got into that before we get on to the topic?
Yeah,
tonight.
So what I always did, I always love to just help people in relationships. You know, in high school, you know, you even as a young teenager, you're a young adult, you're learning relationships. So everyone still goes through their problems just like adults do, you know, you understand? And so I was the go-to person already in school for like little romantic notes, love notes, personalized letters, or even romance cards. And so I started to dabble in that already. It kind of fell in my lap with people just asking for advice for things. And so that's how I started my journey. I started selling little erotic greeting cards and love notes, and I would go to a card store called Hallmark. Everyone knows it as Hallmark, and they had a little Kinko's little kiosk that you could create and personalize a greeting card. And so that's how I started. Is I started to sell greeting cards. I would create a card, create something, and then go to the store and type it out and print the card and sell it. So I started doing that, and before I knew it, I people was asking for more personalized romantic enhancements, you know, sexual enhancements. And so I started to get into selling adult novelty, and it just expanded from there. And 14 years later, here I am still selling. I'm doing it a little differently now because I have also grew into another business venture, and I don't know if I'm prematurely getting into that, but yeah.
Okay, I also understand that you used to be in the business of selling adult enhancements, you know, different things to enhance these romances and these love affairs and, you know, just helping people out when they needed some type of assistance to keep their romance hot. So can you give us a little bit of that information as well?
So I started to sell enhancements, just like stimulants, clitoral stimulation, you know, the little stay hard creams and things like that. That's what I started to, and candles. And I was a really big, I had a big thing with candles and warmers and just different things that when you touched and massaged or came into connection with your lover in any kind of way, which was through touch, I wanted an enhancement that I could provide that would enhance the feeling of them being close together. And so some of these enhancement gels and different things that I came across and started to resell was my go-to as an advice to my clients, and sharing different techniques that they could utilize as well. Sometimes women wanted to be better or kind of familiarize themselves if they weren't experienced in oral pleasure. So then I would suggest different flavored lubes or numbing gel that would help with the gag reflex. So I would assist with that. So those are the things that I would naturally sell, which a lot of adult pleasure party consultants do, or intimate consultants do, is sell these to enhance the feeling, enhance the experience, everything. Yeah. And so that's what I started to do. And then before I knew it, people were asking for parties. And so I started to expand and provide even more products, which included the vibrators and the dildos and the cock rings and pussy pumps and whatever else that they needed to enhance themselves and have a better experience, even if they were flying solo and they wanted to just enjoy a self-love experience. And
Right, keeping that relationship going. Yeah, and some people need those types of things to interject, because sometimes women, we go through, you know, changes, going through menopause, or, you know, our partner, he's going through erectile dysfunction, and sometimes those enhancements are needed too, because, you know, believe it or not, a person's marriages will come to an end if there's no more intimacy left there. And in order to keep that going, you know, sometimes you need those enhancements, you know, especially if you, you know, you really are in love with this person, you really want to be with this person, but, you know, you're not being able to satisfy this person. And, you know, so they just feel the thrill is gone, as B.B. King would say. And when the thrill is gone, they're gone, you know. So, you know, you need those types of enhancements and, you know, different things to get you through, you know, so you stay in, you know, so you stay in, you know, the relationship, because, you know, like I said, it could be a thing where a person is so deeply in love with this person, but if you're not satisfying this person physically, you know, then, you know, they just feel there's no need in being in this relationship. So ever so often we may have to resort to enhancements to, you know, keep that relationship going. And
absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. And also, you work as far as like on energy. I'm not really too familiar with that aspect of your hats, of many hats, but we have discussed it before in different shows. Can you expound a little bit on that as well?
I do energy healing. I educate on really being able to connect and feel the energetic flow that we have every day in our life, and just it's just a part of us because we are energy. So my idea is to allow people, women, to be able to experience an orgasmic experience through an energetic flow than just through our knowledge and our know-how as far as our understanding with physical touch. We believe that orgasmic experience is done through manual stimulation or through sexual contact, and we don't know any other way for most of us. So that is what I love, is I love to educate on and expand on how we can use our energy to be able to experience a very powerful and effective orgasmic experience. And and so that's what I also educate on, as well as helping to energetically, emotionally, and physically heal from different traumatic experience that women have had that has caused blockages within them that inhibits them to experience and really feel that sexual connection or that sexual attraction, wanting to, or the sexual desire, wanting to have a sexual experience or feeling or the feel good with a partner, and they continue to shame themselves because of a traumatic experience in their life. And so through energy, we can go through a cleanse and we can clear and heal ourselves, as well as through physical and emotional and spiritual cleansing and healing to be able to reclaim our sexual power.
So is this leading up to the holistic womb healing? Because I heard you mention as far as like trauma, you know, causing a blockage and, you know, different things of that nature. So is this leading up to holistic womb healing? And how did you get into this particular area as well? And also explain to our audience what womb healing is.
Okay. So I got into Sacred Womb Healing is my business. That's my business name. And I got into being connected with my womb and being more connected with my yoni, accepting and appreciating my cycle, my moon cycle, because a lot of us feel that it's dirty. We don't like it. When it comes, we just, our whole day is just screwed up because we are having, we're on our cycle. And so for a lot of us, it's just that moment of just secluding ourselves or whatever we go through when we have this experience, if it's not really a pleasant experience. And so I got into the organic piece of it through, I have a radio show, and I interviewed someone who is the creator of Womb Sauna, the Womb Sauna. And when I met this beautiful young lady, or goddess sister, when I met her, I wanted then, during the interview, to do what it was that she was doing and she was teaching, but I did not, it's a time for all of us, and I did not do it for probably like 4 years later is when I got into it. So it's been 4 years since I had interviewed her, and I became a warm sauna practitioner, which is doing vaginal steaming. And so that's what I started to do. I also added this to my forte of what I do for helping women. And the healing, what womb steaming is, vaginal steaming, it's when you take different herbs and you utilize the medicinal properties within those herbs and it merges with steam. You put it in boiling water and you place the water underneath of you, and your yoni will absorb all of the minerals and properties that these herbs have, these organic herbs that are good for and safe and effective for women for different purposes, different things. And some of them could be for fibroids. It could be women out there that may have issues with fibroids or cysts, or they may even have fertility issues. And there are herbs that assist with that and help with that. There are herbs that help with tightening and toning our vaginal walls. And so it's really, it helps with the elasticity. So there are different herbs and herbs that help to clear and cleanse and detox. So I loved all of the benefits that it provided as far as how to detoxify the reproductive system, how it just removes a lot of different things that we go through in our life. I'm sorry, y'all. It has so many things that medicinal properties when it comes to this. It actually does help with the cellular memories of our sexual trauma that we may have, or the different physical traumas that we may have. So those are the things that it also helps with. Again, like I told you, it helps with the elasticity. It helps pull toxins out of your bodies. There's so many things and so many benefits that it helps with. And for that reason, I was like, you know what? I really want to be a part of this, helping women. Also, I've experienced the healing process of forgiveness and the healing process of trying to pull that traumatic, that the root, get to the root of the problem that was for me something that caused blockages and roadblocks for my own self. And so experiencing that healing process, I decided to take that journey and wanted to take part in that journey in helping women. It was a different calling for me than selling sex toys and helping women with their relationship, because you cannot fully, as a practitioner or a love coach, rather, you cannot fully assist if you don't get to the root of the problem when it comes to a sexual trauma or it comes to some sexual discomfort because of womb illnesses and vaginal illnesses that we may be going through.
Okay, you spoke of forgiveness. Can you expound on that when you said?
Yes, absolutely. Some of us go through parent issues that we have, whether it's abandonment, abuse, verbal abuse from our mothers or fathers or whoever, physical abuse, sexual abuse from your own parent or boyfriend or someone you trust or girlfriend or whatever the case may be.
Right.
We go through this, and it really, if we do not face it, if we do not do something about that, it can impact our relationship. It can impact our sexual life. It can seem like in life that there's no problem going on, and all of a sudden something happens that triggers that in which you thought was gone. And so it may cause issues in other relationships, whether it be friend or a lover. And it may need to be where you have to go through a forgiveness of someone who hurt you in some kind of way. So I go through that in one of my consultations where someone will get a reading, they'll get a consult, they'll go through their consultation, and we'll go through an energy healing, a cleanse, like balancing ourselves. And sometimes it could be that there's one session and you feel good, and sometimes you may need two sessions to do this. But you go through a session where you're forgiving someone who has hurt you so that you can kind of move on in your life. Sometimes we are stuck because we're so busy holding on to that thing that this person has done to us. And that person has moved on, but we haven't. So it's important to forgive. And so that's what the process is when it comes to forgiving. We have to, a lot of us, most of us, have had someone in our life that we needed to forgive. And we have held on to it in some kind of way that it has impacted us. And a lot of us don't want to admit it. There's a lot of us that will go through our day and go through frustrating moments, and that frustration or that behavior or action that we're going through is a trigger for something that we've held on to and we don't realize it. So this helps you to move on. It helps you to kind of grow in what you need to grow into or grow out of, or whatever. It helps you. And so that's one of the things that I do is a forgiveness session, and I do it either at the office where my business is, or I do it over the phone. So you don't have to be local to have a session with me to do a forgiveness piece.
Oh, okay. Now, when you're doing the forgiveness session, what exactly, how does that go? Are you having a questionnaire with the person, or is it just like feedback from this person, or how does that go?
No, the person is actually going through a forgiveness where they are they're reciting that they're forgiving someone. They're talking about what the person has done to them, and they're saying out loud whatever it is that they're feeling. So they will be guided into how to communicate, how to say this out loud. You don't, when you're forgiving, you don't have to, you can indirectly forgive them. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can forgive them throughly, but you don't have to personally say to them that you forgive them. Do you understand what I'm saying? So,
right, because sometimes you don't even have contact with that person.
Right, exactly. You may not know who that person is or whatever, but the forgiveness piece does not require at all for you to have any kind of contact with a person. So we're going through the forgiveness, but we're going through it verbally. If that person has homework, and through my consultation, everybody is different. So through my consultation, that person may have to do something after the call. Most of them do, because just that 90 minutes that we're on the phone together does not mean that it's complete at a snap of a finger these words. They have to go through work. So if it requires them to now write a letter and do a ceremonial piece where they light a candle and do something else to bring on and to add to that forgiveness piece that they did with me, then they will do this by themselves. So it's something that they can do with me, and then there's something that I may require them to do by themselves and then notify me once they do it to let me know that they've done it and how they, okay. And then they go through the feeling process, how they felt, what are they feeling. So then now I can know, do you need to go through this another time or are you okay? How are you feeling from this? You understand? So
mm-hmm.
it's that.
So do you ever actually suggest them getting in touch with the person and asking them for forgiveness or
no.
telling someone
Never.
That they forgive
no.
them?
Mm-hmm. No.
And
I don't.
The purpose-
because... let me just, because that's a good question that you just asked. I would never suggest to anyone that they connect with the person because the important thing is that you forgive. It does not require for them to know that you're forgiving them. What can happen if you do that is everything can go south. This person may get offended that you're even calling them to say, I forgive you. Do you understand? You may have someone
yeah.
who appreciates that forgiveness, someone that may appreciate that forgiveness and go through the emotional forgiveness piece with you, apologize to you. You may get that, but you may not. And majority of the time, you may have someone who is the same person. They have not grown or changed or been able to admit any fault that they've had that you received. When someone gives out a certain behavior, what you receive may be different. What you interpret from that behavior may be different. If someone did something to you and from 0 to 10, you're saying your experience was a 12 and they're looking like that was so petty, it was a 2, and you're having a conversation, it's going to be off balance because you're explaining your experience and why you're forgiving. They may get offended and they may feel like I didn't do anything wrong, and it causes a big argument and then you are back to 0. Do you understand?
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Did I just call out the title of your book?
Yes, you did, darling.
Well, there you go. You are back to 0, okay?
Yeah. And I can
it's forthcoming soon.
Right. I can excuse me, I can understand that because you know, sometimes like you mentioned, a person may have thought what they did was not even wrong to you, then you approach them excuse me, and that may cause a confrontation or whatever, but the most important
right.
thing to me is, you know, you being forgiving. You know, you have this in your heart,
yes.
and, you know, you have God on your side as well to know that you know, you've forgiven this person. And, you know, like you, it's just a thing. Now, if someone is accepting and say, well, okay, I appreciate you coming to me, telling me that you know, you forgive me and you don't want to make amends, then that's a good thing, but you don't know this person until you do that, and then sometimes it's best to avoid confrontation, you know, because it could just lead to so many other things, you know, because people, especially people in this day and age, people in this day and age are so different than the people when, you know, when I was coming up, excuse me, back in the early 60s and the late 50s, when I was coming up, you know, because you could go to a person and say, you know, I'm sorry, you know, would you forgive me? And, you know, yeah, sure, okay, I accept your apology, you know, it's all good, and you back friends or whatever. But now a person, you know, like you had mentioned, may become offended because everybody doesn't think the same. And, you know, like you had also mentioned, this person may feel, well, I wasn't wrong, you know. And I'm going through
mm-hmm.
some of that today in my life, you know, with a few of my family members, you know, forgiving them, but they don't think that, you know, what they did to me was wrong, you know. And I know it was wrong. God knew it was wrong, but they feel that, you know, this was something that, you know, it's all right for them to do that. have people like right. that. So I've forgiven them, and you know, I'm just keeping it moving because it's nothing more that I can do. You know, but it was a while that I was going through this this moment of sadness. You know, because of a simple fact, I knew that I had not done anything to cause these family members to feel the way that they feel towards me and to treat me the way that they treated me or, you know, still treating me. But I have also the happiness in my heart that I forgive them, and I'm just going to keep it moving. I pray for them and I love them, but I just can't stay stagnated, you know, dwelling on the fact of, you know, well, when are they going to forgive me, and, you know, when is this going to happen? Are they going to accept my apology and all this and that? No, I'm done with that because I did everything that I could possibly and humanely could do to let them know, you know, that I have no grudge against them. I have no ill feelings towards them. You know, it's just something that they're going through. I'm getting on with my life. You know, because I don't want to manifest any type of illnesses in myself unnecessarily, because that's what happens when a person suffers from stress and emotional turmoil and all these different things that causes diseases and sickness to seep into our bodies. You know, so I really want to keep myself as healthy as possible, you know, on my own. So, yes, I can understand that. Yeah. So let's that was a very good answer that you gave. I appreciate that. And hopefully our listening audience, I see my sister Ruby is on the line. Hey Ruby darling, that's my sister down here.
Okay.
That's my spiritual sister, yes. A few other people on the line. I don't really recognize the numbers, but you know, it's just you know, anytime you need forgiveness. You know, it's better to forgive than not to forgive, because in order to be forgiven, you have to forgive, you know. And if you don't forgive.
And sometimes we don't want to talk to the person. Here's the thing. Here's another reason why it's not good to connect with someone and ask for forgiveness. This may not be a person you want to talk to. Something traumatic could have happened that you really do not want to talk to this person, and connecting with that person can bring even more trauma. So it is better that you are spiritually connecting yourself and forgiving that person and bringing in that energy for forgiveness. That person will probably feel it and feel like there's something going on. They may feel a sense of emotion or a sense of relief themselves. So there may be a connection to that sense where that happens, and then you're able to pull back and let go. But it is important for you to connect in different ways and understand that there's different ways to connect with people, and it doesn't have to be on a personal level. You don't have to connect and be physically on the phone talking to that person or physically in eyesight of that person to do a forgiveness. So because I don't want people to think that, because sometimes people will assume that this is what I have to do. When they hear someone say you have to forgive and you have to let go, sometimes people relate that to, I have to have a communication with this person and physically tell them that I forgive them, and they think the worst. So they don't go through it. They don't go through that process because they imagine it to be so complex, and they imagine the worst possible thing that can happen. But it is really easy to go through a forgiveness, and you do not have to be around that person or even connect and verbally talk to that person to let them know that you forgive them.
Right. Well, that's good to know, because you know, I was just wondering if you had sent the person to apologize, and you know, everything you said made sense. So, you know, to our listening audience, if you have a person that you know, you want to forgive and you feel that it would be useless to even face this person, then, you know, as long as you forgive them in your heart and, you know, God knows you forgave them, and if you have any forgiveness that you want a person to do for you, but they're not coming forward, you know, you just have to I guess, accept the fact that this person, you know, is not a forgiving person, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I feel that it was even told to me by another one of my family members that this particular family member wasn't ever going to, you know, be forgiving as far as I was concerned. As a matter of fact, they had, you know, said I was dead to them. So, you know, if I'm dead to this person, you know, there's really no need in connecting with them because they're not going to respond. I've tried all that. So I forgive this person and love this person. But, you know, as far as even communicating with them ever again, you know, I wait for the day when they would call me and say, you know what, I'm just calling to let you know that I'm sorry. You know, and will you forgive me? You know, so that's that. But I've
absolutely.
Already forgiven
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what's important.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's get on to the womb healing. And you already mentioned that what it is, it's something that's needed for the womb to heal itself and trauma and, you know, different things associated with womb ailments.
Yes.
Also, have you had any persons who may have suffered any side effects from this, or, you know, what were the results of their experience doing having this done? And how many sessions did a woman go through before she noticed any types of changes?
Some women notice change almost immediately. They, I've had women call me like within the next day or two and ask different interesting things. You know, like some will say, you know, all of a sudden I'm feeling like I want to have sex more. Is that a side effect? Or they'll say they'll notice the tightening. So I've gotten that and been like, oh, great, because the added moisture or the tightening has been something that someone has said. I have not had any bad experience with anyone that has had any bad experience with this.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people get on my pot. That's what I call it. I say, you're on my, just come on and sit on my pot. So they sit
mm-hmm.
They sit on the pot and they will come back. They will, they're like, they love it. It is actually to the point that I have another chair, and I offer women to come in like just a little small group of two or no more than three. So I will say, you know, if you want to have like a small little sister circle. A sister circle can be two people, so I don't want people to think, a sister circle, don't they have to be like a bunch of women that complete an actual circle? You can have two people in a sister circle. You can have three people. It does not have to be like a dozen sisters or half a dozen sisters to complete a chain, to complete a circle. We have an altar that's set up. Your altar is, that's your sacred space. Your sacred space is your circle. So so you can just relax. You can have, if it's Friday night and it's in the evening, then you can have like a little glass of wine and relax while you're getting the steam done. It's just, it's really relaxing. It's fun. It is something that's been done for a very, very long time. But yes,
right.
it does release a lot of different things,
right.
different mucous membranes, and different things out of your system.
Right. You should mention the sexual urges that it bring on, because I was watching Little Women of Atlanta. I don't know if you're familiar with that program.
Yeah.
And one particular character, Juicy, they had it on the show. I don't know if she had taken them to get the cleansing or, well, they were all on the pot. And she had said she felt like having sex right after she got home. You know, and it was kind of funny, because seeing these little, you know, these little women, you know, these small women, you know, for her to say something like that, it was kind of tickling. But when you had mentioned that, you know, because I guess it has an effect on each woman differently. And it may,
it's so rejuvenating. You can feel a difference down there. Like, I'm really saying down there, because you just, all of a sudden, I'm telling you, it's like the arrow just points and you just look there and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel a little spark. Like, just something just, it, I don't even.
Yeah,
it really does. It really revitalizes, and you're like, ooh, okay, you know, yeah. And so your side effect may be that you may be like, I feel a little frisky tonight for some reason. Like, I don't know why. And then that's when I get the calls. Like,
wow, you know, that's truly amazing, because say if a woman has been suffering from low sex drive. And, you know, she gets on that pot, and all of a sudden it's rejuvenated. You know, that's a good thing. But let me ask you this. Like I had just mentioned, a woman who's suffering from a low sex drive, and she gets on the pot, and her, all of a sudden she goes home and she wants to be with her husband all night long. How long would that effect go on, or would she have to come back and continue to get treatments? You know, continue to sit on the pot ever so often, or
if a woman has her cycle, it is recommended that she does it monthly, and she can do it before her cycle, or she can do it after her cycle. Some people will do it before, and it will kind of enhance the cycle and encourage the cycle to come on sometimes a little earlier. Sometimes the flow is different, and it's more healthier. Flow, blood flow, than just clotty and thick. Some women will do it just for that rejuvenation feeling. Some women will come in. It depends. It really does depend, because if they have fibroids, if there is a reason or a cause for them to come in more, then sometimes they're coming in twice a month. Or once a month, which is normal, regular, once a month or every other month, typically, that they will come in. That's the typical visit for women. And some women do it. Another really good benefit with this is that you actually can lose weight with this as well, because it is pulling the toxins within the pores. It's cardio-like feeling. So you're sweating a lot. So that's also detoxifying. And because of that, you can lose inches or a pound or two from a visit. So it is good as well, and women are using it for that purpose. I don't know if you saw my advertisement. I'm like, if you want to lose weight, this is another way to go than to go to the gym. Because you're sitting on my pot and you are getting the experience from the properties of the herb, but you're also, which is your womb and your yoni attention, but you're also getting the attention of that cardio and pulling and detoxifying you from that purpose as well. So, it's I'm telling you, it's just so much that and it's really relaxing. You're going through a meditation. When you're on my pot, you're also manifesting as well. So you are able to sit on my pot and go through your meditation or prayer, whatever it is that you're doing, and whatever moment you want to be in, and you're manifesting some stuff as well. So it's really a powerful and beautiful moment. And I just encourage women to do it and try it at least one time. Try it, and I guarantee you, you'll be like, okay, either I'm going to do this again by myself again and treat myself, or I'm going to bring in a friend and we're going to come here together.
So how long does a person sit on the pot?
20 minutes, 20 to 25 minutes. You can sit on, you'll be on the pot. Your session is... you have a session that's almost an hour, So mm-hmm. you come in, you'll have your consultation, and then you'll have your session. So, yeah.
Okay, I would like to just say that I just walked into your office, and we're getting ready to go through the whole session of the womb healing. Can you take me there over the phone so people can get an idea of what to expect when they come to your establishment, to your business?
Well, when they come in, we will do a very brief consultation where I'm just going over what the experience is going to be like. And then I will take them through different yoga poses. So they will do different stretches, body stretches, womb movements that they will do before they get on my pot. So this helps to relax your nervous system. It helps to get you in alignment and connect you with what's about to take place. And again, you're doing pelvic movements and different womb movements. It kind of helps to relax you so that you can receive this mind, body, and soul. So they do that, and then I will have them wrap in, I will have you wrap in something, and it's like a little sarong that you're going to be wrapped in. So you will, from waist down, or if you want to take everything off, however comfortable you feel, and you can wrap the sarong on your waist or on over your breast, and just tie it in and be ready for me to sit you on my pot. And we will, I will drape you from neck down, and you will feel all of the herbs that I selected that I will also go over, because again, everyone is different. So I will go over what it is that you do. I'm sorry, what all of the herbs does for you, what the properties of the herbs, what the basis of the mix for. And if you have any questions or whatever, I'm there. I'm there to just be, just to witness and bear witness and just hold your, you know, like not hold your hand, but kind of like just be in alignment with spirit and wipe away any tears, any sweat, whatever. We're just going through a whole thing, and then we're going to go through a meditation. We're going to go through a forgiveness piece if that's what needs to be done at that time. We're going through a lot of different things during this time, and we're doing deep breathing, relaxation, a moment of quietness, and then you are released from under the cape, and your session, yeah, and then the session is over. And if you want another session, we're booking you another session. But yeah, it's it's a process, but it is something that it's just really an experience that you just have to experience. I'm saying
right.
What happens, but it's one of those you have to be there and experience it to really understand the concept of each thing that I'm telling you right now that you're going to be going through.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Do you use different herbs for the different ailments that the women present you with, or you use the same herbs for all the sessions?
Depending on what it is. Okay, so I have a premix that I have that deals with basic needs to cleanse and heal. But if the person has different womb illnesses, then I will make a mix that will help them. And I will kind of go with my own guidance. Like I'm being, what is spirit guiding me to use for this person? So it's a little prayer that I do. I'm meditating. I'm going over their intake form, because before you see me, you do have to fill out an intake form. So I'm going over all of this of what's going on with them that they may need this particular mix. And based off of whatever it is, I may use a particular mix or blend pertaining to whatever it is that's going on with them. And so that's how I will do that. And and everyone is different. But if it is something where someone is just, you know, I just want to just relax and have this experience, then, there is a blend that I have that just helps with relaxing, with tension, helps with cleansing, different things like that, and helps to regulate as well the cycle.
Okay. Now, as far as the cost, and you don't have to answer this question at this particular time, but is it expensive or, just what are the prices?
I don't want to say that it's expensive. Somebody may hear my prices and be like, yeah, that's a bit high. I don't think that it's expensive. And there are times where I have special and sometimes I have really good specials, and y'all sisters do not get on it. Y'all do not get on. And I mean, like, are you serious? And some of y'all will be tagged who show interest, and it's like, okay, you know, maybe my price was a little bit much for this person. They was like, okay, yeah, that's a little high. And I give this great special, and nobody will book. And it will be like, okay, what's going on? So, yeah, ladies, some of y'all be getting those good special deals that you be tagged in, or you're in on my page, and you see it, and you haven't taken advantage. So you got to take advantage of that, and take advantage of some of the deals that I be trying to give. Yeah.
Right, that is true, because, you know, and then again, holistic care is a little more expensive than the traditional doctor care anyway, because of the simple fact that holistic doctors and holistic healers are not insured. So they have to sort of make up, you know, for the their time, their effort, their herbs, and, you know, so forth and so on. Because I remember when I had went to see a holistic doctor, this was years and years ago, when I suffered from yeast infections. Seemed like every other month I was having yeast infections. And the consultation alone was, let me see if I can remember, because I do remember, but I can tell you that I don't really remember the consultation, but when I left out of this office with the herbs and the consultation, I had spent like $250, you know, but that was in 1994, something like that. I haven't had a yeast infection since. So that $250 was worth it as far as I'm concerned, because like every other month going to the doctor paying a co-payment, you know, and that adds up. And then the fact of the matter, you have to pay for your medicine every other month. That adds up. And, you know, like I said, I just got that consultation and the herbs to take. And I even lost some weight, you know, in the process of, you know, using the herbs that he had given me. And like I said, that was in 1994, and I have not had a yeast infection since. So, you know, I'm going to throw this out there to my listening audience. If you, you know, just like Jade had mentioned, when she does her specials, you need to jump on that, because you have to also think of the fact when you go to a regular doctor, you're going to pay your co-payment, then you're going to pay for your medicine, and, you know, each time you go back, you have to pay another co-payment and medicine. You know, do a one-shop thing. Go get the everything taken care of with that one payment, whatever Jade is charging. And, you know, that's how I look at it, because if I could afford every time that something was wrong with me to go see a holistic doctor, that's exactly what I would do every time. But, you know, sometimes you can't really afford to, you know, go see a holistic doctor, you know, all the time. But if you ever get the opportunity and, you know, have those funds, my suggestion is to, you know, see a holistic doctor, because they don't, what they do, they go to the cause and the root of these diseases and things that plague our bodies. When the doctor, what he does is he's forever treating us for illnesses and things. You go to a holistic doctor and you're healed, you know, so...
It actually is investing in self. You have to invest in self and understand that, you know, we do the research. Your practitioner does the research. They take the time for you to identify what it is that will assist you. I'm going to tell the listeners, if there's any of you that want to do this at home, because I had someone ask me this, I'm going to give you three herbs. I'm going to give you three herbs that you can use that's really good. One of the herbs you have right in your kitchen. So one of the herbs is oregano. If you already have a steam pot or bed pan or something that you can use, that you can strictly only use for womb steaming, vaginal steaming, then you can. And if you've never done this, then it is good to go to a practitioner that is trained to do this, because sometimes the water can be too hot. It can be too close to the labia and cause burning. So I don't want for you to just assume that, hey, I'm going to boil some water and put it in there. I've seen where someone has used a bowl that they have used for seasoning and to utilize for food and have done more damage than they intended, because they utilized that bowl. And that bowl that they had cayenne pepper residue still within that bowl. And so when they boiled the water, poured it in there, and then put the herbs in and used it, they started to have a counter reaction that was very bad. And they had to go to the hospital. And they at first did not know what was it that I did wrong. And that's when they realized that maybe I didn't wash the bowl thoroughly enough, but I remember putting these seasonings in this bowl. And cayenne pepper being, and am I saying it right? Cayenne pepper, right? Because sometimes people
cayenne. Correct
me, cayenne pepper. Look, cayenne pepper. Don't make me look bad.
Sorry about that. It's
cayenne pepper, y'all. I was thinking about that. So wait a second. Am I pronouncing that right? But yeah, so she used that pepper, and it affected her, because the residue was still there. So you have to be sure that if you are going to do the steaming in your home, that you are properly been trained, and that you are using something that is strictly only for that use and nothing else, not something that you have prepared food in and then later on is going to use it. No, it has to strictly, remember that red bag that we used, and yes, we used it as a heating pad. It hung over the tub, and we dished out
bag.
On the front, ladies, the dish bag. But you can also use it as a heating pad, because you can use a little stopper thing. But
or a hot water bottle.
You didn't put nothing else in that. It was strictly for that purpose. So that is the thing that you have to understand, is when you're using something as delicate as our yonis, you have to be sure that that's only what you're using it for, nothing else. So you can use motherwort. Oregano. I said oregano. Oregano helps with infection, but it also helps with uterine stimulation. So it helps with that. It helps to bring on your menses. This is a protective herb. So if you are someone who does work with herbs, if you do rituals and stuff with herbs, I'm sorry, I have to expand on this. It has the attracted property as a protective herb. So you can use this to manifest protection in your life. It's supposed to also be a great herb for court cases. So this herb can be used for that purpose as well. So it's good enhancement for physical wellness, but it also is something that can be used to attract things in your life as well, or bring balance into your life. Mugwort is good, is a good cleansing. It's a spiritual herb, so it's good for that purpose. It can help to regulate your menses and bring on your menses if you haven't had it. It can also.
You're still speaking of the oregano, right? Or did you?
No, this is mugwort. This is mugwort. This one is mugwort.
Mugwort?
Okay.
Oh.
Mugwort.
Mug.
Yeah, like a mug that you drink out of and wort.
Oh, okay.
Mugwort.
Wort.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then there's motherwort, and motherwort is good with, it can help with toning and tightening. Motherwort can help with that as well. And that increases circulation in the uterine and pelvic area. So that's
mm-hmm.
good for that as well. Mugwort also helps with anxiety. So it does help with that. It helps to calm that. And it's it helps to bring on your period. Okay? So that's what mugwort is good for. So do your research on the different herbs and blends if you are someone who wants to just do this at home. But all of these herbs that is used, they're used for different purposes. And you just have to make sure when you're doing your research that this is a herb that is vaginally safe, that is internally safe.
Mm-hmm.
If it is not, then do not use it.
Well, let me ask you
yeah.
about oregano, because I had went to, I was in this, I guess you would say this party-like setting where we played this game called Bunko, and each person would have to bring a gift, and I can't really get into the extent of it. But anyway, I ended up getting a gift, and the girl gave me a bag of oregano with a bag of the soaking salts, a thing for my a plumber stone for my feet, and it looks like a squeegee that's
mm-hmm.
on a handle. I don't know what you call it. And she gave me that, but I couldn't figure out. I said, what is the oregano? What is this oregano for? So is it something that you can soak in as well?
Yeah.
Or,
so you can, Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. You can also soak with these herbs as well. When people,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because I was just wondering, you know, what does this bag of oregano have to do with anything? But now that I hear this, you know, now I know.
Yeah, they're good to soak in as well. So if she gave you a bag of salt, that may have been her ingredient that she put in there for you for that. And it could have been that she had created something as a protective bag of herbs, like some type of protection. It's at the tip of my brain. I'm so sorry. We're on live radio. But it's a mix.
Okay.
And you could use it for your bath ritual if you want to. And that could have been what she was doing. Because it had oregano in it, I don't know what the other ingredients were. But bath salt can help with cleansing, and it can help with balancing. So that is also good for that. It is a symbol of crystals. So you can use it for that purpose. And then you can use it, like I said earlier, as for protection herb. So she could have been given that to you as a bath to help cleanse and protect you. And that was a protective wash.
Yeah. Right. Okay, well, now I know about the oregano because I was so confused. You know, because, you know, you don't know unless you ask. And I still have it, so I'm glad I didn't throw it away or anything. But sometimes I use it in, you know, when I'm cooking as well. But, you know, according to the things that she gave me, I said, this must have something to do with these other, you know, things that I had gotten. But, yeah, so I'm glad I know that you can soak in it as well. Because the thing about herbs, and, you know, I'm learning, you know, different things, they all have some type of medicinal, what's the word I'm looking for? They're all medicinal
properties.
In itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in itself. Because it even says in the Bible that the herbs do the healing. You know, so you know, that's what's going on with, you know, every herb. Even, you know, they even speak of marijuana as a healing herb, and it definitely is a healing herb.
Oh,
you know,
and
they take
women
the oil from it.
Yes. Women are using that also as a vaginal stimulant. The properties, the herbal properties, or the blends for cannabis leaves. So there are people who do steaming with it. There are people who utilize the oil from it and use it as an enhancement, a sexual enhancement.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's just so much that you know, that herb does, you know, but it's just how it has been taken so out of content, you know, by people using it as mind-altering, you know, using it for pleasure type of feelings from it, you know, as far as, like, altering their minds or, you know, different things that they're not really supposed to be using it for. So that's when it was deemed illegal and deemed as a drug
and
saying that it's this film out called Reefer Madness. I don't know if you ever saw it, but that's the craziest film I've ever seen in my life.
I've never
you
seen
know,
it. No.
It is really crazy, honey. They're saying what Reefer did to people. But it's not, you know, because anything can be taken out of content. If you eat too much food, it can make you sick. You know, if you drink too much, it'll make you sick. It's just the thing how people use and abuse different things when they become harmful, you know. But you know, I truly believe in the curing of the weed, marijuana, you know, as they call it, all this and that. But, you know, like I said, people have taken it so out of content, and then the government, you know, how they're making it legal now. The only reason why they're making it legal is because they getting money off of it, you know. There's got to be always something in it for them, you know. But it was just, you know, herb that was put here for medicinal purposes, but, you know, people just took it out of content. And
absolutely,
yes. So I do believe, you know, the herb should be done for the healing.
Absolutely,
but, you know,
I agree.
They want a quick fix. They run to the doctor, and the doctor, you know, I've never heard a doctor say to a patient, well, I'm going to cure you of this, you know, I'm going to get rid of this for you. They always tell you, well, you know, you have to be treated for this. You're going to be on this for the rest of your life, and, you know, make sure you do this, do that, blah, 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 blah. When I went to see that holistic doctor, and we had the consultation, he explained, and I really, to be honest, it's been so many years ago, I can't really remember everything that how he explained it to me, but he broke everything down, you know, where the yeast infection was coming from, and, you know, how he was going to get rid of it, and so forth and so on. So he got rid of it, you know. But, you know, going to the doctor, the first thing they say, well, you take this difluclin pill, you go get this cream, and you have to use this cream for all these days. And, it was just, I am so glad I went to that holistic doctor for that, you know. But,
yeah.
that's it. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Let's see. Hopefully, we're going to take a quick break, because no.
You're listening to Bringing Sexy Back, right here on Delicious Talk Radio. There is no religion or politics spoken here, only delicious adult conversation. Audience participation is encouraged, so log in and create an account to engage in conversation.
I'm sorry, that's the wrong ad. I am terribly sorry, everybody, but that's from when I first started, when I put the segment Delicious Talk Radio on. And with that being said, I don't to find the other ad, so because of the time, you know, we have been on for almost 90 minutes. Can you believe that?
No, it just felt like we just started.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. We've been on almost for 90 minutes, and I can't believe it myself because, you know, it just seemed like we just started talking. But, you know,
yeah,
time goes
yeah.
by so fast when you're having fun, you know, so. But, yeah, like I said, I played the wrong ad. But I want to throw out, no, I'm not going to do that till the end of the show. But anyway, for you listening audience and, you know, people that are on the switchboard, whenever you're listening in and you have a question or a comment, all you have to do is to hit the one, right? Isn't that right, Jade? I really...
Yeah.
Yeah, hit the
That's
one
correct.
So you can ask the question or, you know, make a comment because... you know, we give out bio information here. We have fun here, and, you know, we really do love our listening audience, and, you know, audience participation is encouraged, you know, because if you want to know something, all you have to do is hit the one, and I'll bring you on, and, you know, you can say whatever it is you want to say. If you have a question or a comment,
whatever you want to say.
Right. So, you know, we're not afraid to answer any questions, you know, or if you have any comments, you know, that'll work too. But it's always a pleasure having you guys just, you know, when you are here. If you just want to listen, it's, you know, that's all good too. And
absolutely.
This evening has been very informative, very good information, and hopefully you guys will, you know, resort to holistic womb healing or, you know, start holistic healing, period, because that's the way to go. That is the
yeah.
way to go.
Yeah.
So, Jay, would you like to let everybody know how they can get in touch with you, give them that information, you know, so they can...
Absolutely, yeah. They can get in contact with me if they want to. If you're in the Baltimore area, or if you want to do distant healing and do a consultation, astrology report, numerology report, you can contact me at 415-496-5233. If you want to book a session, a steaming session, and you are in the Baltimore DMV area. I'm in Ellicott City in the Healing Arts Center, so you can check me out. Again, 415-496-5233. You can go to facebook.com/sacredwombhealing, or you can go to the site sacredwombhealing.com and you can check me out there as well. I'm Womb Goddess 69 on Instagram and Twitter.
Right. And also, did you also give out your, I don't know if you would like for them to have your email address or not.
Oh, it's sacredwombhealing@gmail.com.
Okay, and you also have her phone number, her email address, her phone number, her Facebook page. So there's no reason.
Website, Twitter.
Right, website, everything. There's no reason for you not to get in touch with Goddess J. Byron, like I said, who gave up a wealth of information this evening. And, you know, like I said, our show is geared to help people. We also have fun on here sometimes. You know, it's not a stick-in-the-mud show. It's a show for any and everybody. And, you know, like if you have a business or whatever, you know, feel free to email me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. And if you want to be a guest or a co-host, you can email me at that address, gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Jay, do you have any closing remarks, any last
Now, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening to us. I appreciate you all. We both appreciate you all. And I want to thank you, Ms. Gail, for bringing me on this evening. I appreciate you.
Oh, no problem. This is your second home. I hope you know that.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Yes. And we're going to give you a great big round of applause.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, yes. So we've come to the end of our show. We only have a few more minutes left, and I would like everybody to know that I do appreciate you guys. And also, I'm working on a new book that I've been working on since 2012. But any event, it shall be out before the end of this year. It's called The Scent of a Man. And that book is to let every woman out here know that there are still some good men out here, but you have to know where to look for them, and you have to have patience. And also dispelling the myth of when women say all good men are either dead, in jail, gay, or married. That doesn't even sound right, but, you know, that's how some women, you know, use that old adage, but that's not true. And so be looking out for that. Also, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Gail Delicious Johnson. I also have a fan page on there. I haven't visited my fan page in a while, but I do have a fan page on there. You can, if you want to know any type of information about me, you just can Google Gail Delicious Johnson. I also have a website for my publishing company, which is JJ Publishing. That's JAY Publishing.com. I have 5 published books out. Like I said, I'm working on my 6th book. If you have a story you want to tell and you want published, you can get in touch with me through my Gmail address, like I had mentioned before, gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Everybody have a great evening. Remember, if you're driving, don't drink. If you're drinking, don't drive. I love talking to you guys, not about you. Love seeing you, not viewing you. With that being said, have a good evening. Love you guys. Good night. Good night, Jade. And again, thank you, darling.
Good night.
Good night, Ruby.
Thank you for listening to my Nana's Internet Radio Show because it's the best. Good night. Thank you for listening to my Nana's Internet Radio Show because it's the best. Good night.